This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brian Howell, who has been covering this program for a very long time, all right, Buffalo's beat writer for Buff Zone and the Daily Boulder Daily Camera. Brian, welcome back to the show. We appreciate your time. It's been a busy couple days, I'm sure, starting with the Athletic article and then what transpired on social media. How do you summarize the last 3 or 4 days?
More CU wackiness under Coach Prime. it's never a dull moment around here. And I was hearing what you guys were saying there. And, you know, it's hard to, if you're on social media enough, it's hard to not get dragged into that gutter at times, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, when you're a high profile person like Coach Prime, if you get in that gutter, people are going to, you know, notice it and, you know, kind of get on you for it. And I didn't think what he said was terrible, but it's probably one of those things that as a head coach of a college football team, you probably shouldn't have engaged in that way. But, you know, it's Coach Prime and he's going to do what he does. You know, you don't see other coaches do that, but he does things differently.
Brian, man, I was at the spring game. I know you were too. What's your takes on it? It's been kind of crazy, man. Like, there was a couple of players that entered the transfer portal that I did not think were going to, Edwards being one of them. What's your take on everything?
Yeah, you know, spring game, first off, you know, obviously a soggy spring game. And you know, it's hard to judge too much from a spring game because there's always those guys that play quite a bit that you're not going to see a whole lot in the fall. You know, first thing on positive side, I thought the biggest thing I wanted to see was how this Shador looked. Because the last time we saw him, he was standing on the sideline with a back injury against Utah. He didn't even play that game. And so I thought it was good that he looked so good in that game. He was pretty sharp. We expect that, but it was nice to see it. You know, and as far as the transfer portal, yeah, I mean, Edwards is one that really surprised me because there was no indication that he was unhappy or that they were unhappy with him. I mean, anybody that's followed all the social media stuff, Dylan Edwards from day one has been one of the favorites and one of the stars of the well-off media channel, right? And he's always been one of Prime's guys. That's how he got to Boulder, was that Coach Prime coached him as a youth. So it was surprising to see him leave. But, this team is just continuing to turn over players and build itself up.
We're talking with Brian Howell, who's covered the CU bus for a very long time. I guess I got to ask, Brian, what was your first year covering CU?
My first year covering CU was actually their last year in the Big 12, so 2010. And I've been covering them so long that I covered Phillips signing day.
Mm. You did. I remember that.
People actually were paying attention to that back then?
Yeah.
Brian, what kind of talent, like, so last year, I almost want to go about this as like a layman here because I'm not in the trenches of the program and the recruiting battles and the portal like you are. But last year, it was, hey, you guys got to get out of this program because I'm bringing my Louis. And then the Louis that came in, you know, I joked around with Phil, you know, where Prime thought it was Gucci and it was Gap. And what he thought Toomey was Target. So he flips over the roster again. So here we are. What type of blue chip talent is going to be on this football team?
I think there's a lot of good talent, you know, and I will say it's funny how one comment, you know, just takes a life out of its own. And that's been following Prime since day one, right? The Louis comment. And I think, and he hasn't gone back on that, but he's kind of explained things that, you know, last year was really more of, I need to turn this over. And we were collecting as much talent as we could get. And then you go through last season to see where the holes are and you're trying to fill the holes. And, you know, the one thing about everything he's done is I think there's been three or four now transfer cycles since he's been here. I think they've had a better roster after each one of those transfer cycles.
Okay.
And, you know, as much as they turned over last year, they were a better football team than they were a year ago. I think right now it's a better roster than it was at the end of last season. So I think you do have to give him credit for that, that even though it's guys that he brought in last year, I think you got to give him credit, in my opinion, for you bring guys in, they don't work, and you say, all right, we got to move on from those and get new guys in.
Now, Brian, culture is one of these words that, you know, it hits people's ears wrong at times. I think that Coach Prime doesn't like using the word culture. He has a lot of talent over there. But if all you have is talent, but no chemistry and no culture, how far can you truly go?
Yeah, that's a big question. And last year, how far they could go was 4-8. They downplayed quite a bit going into the season. You know, we asked about how does a team like this come together, and they downplayed it quite a bit. And you know, I remember a line from Coach Prime. He actually said to all of us in the media, he says, "Look, some of you guys proposed to your girl after a month of dating or whatever." He goes, "So, you know, if you can make that commitment that quick, how can these guys not come together as a football team?" You know, so it was kind of a funny line, but then you see them throughout the season and they were disjointed at times. And you know, you watched the documentary and there was a couple of players that said, you know, we weren't really together as much as we probably wanted to be. And so that actually was a real thing last year. But I think the difference this year is that a lot of the core players that they're going to depend on this year are back. And so they're guys that have been here a year now. And now you're just bringing in some guys that are going to help. But I think that the core is still the same. And that's where you can maybe establish some of that culture. Obviously, Shador and Travis and Shiloh and, you know, it goes even deeper than that. Cameron Stillman Craig and Levante Bentley at linebacker. There's a bunch of guys that are still here that I think that they're going to help establish that.
All right, last question, and then we'll cut you loose. We appreciate your time. We're talking with Brian Howell, who writes for Buff Zone and has been covering that program for a very long time, Boulder Daily Camera as well. The coaches coaching the offense and the defense, that's another big question mark I have, Brian, with Pat Shurmur going down to the college level as the main play caller, and then defensive coordinator, has NFL experience, but has never called a defense before, and this is coming together when the Buffaloes are expected to win. Do you have some reservations the way that I do, and just natural lack of experience, especially defensively?
Yeah, you know, not being a coordinator before and coming into this, and not only that, he hasn't coached in college in a long time. He's been with the Bengals for 12 years, and he's only been coaching for about 14 or 15 years. So not a whole lot of college experience. And both coordinators recently have talked about how it took them some time to get used to the college game because, like, the hash marks are different and some of the rules are different and things like that. And so there's a little bit of that. And so I think there's some reservation. But, you know, Pat Shurmur, for one, continues to say how energized he is by being around these young guys and how it's really kind of breathed some life back into him. And he's energized by it and excited by it. Robert Livingston, by all accounts, you know, the new defense coordinator, the players love him and they think that his defense is fun to play in and that they're going to have some opportunities to make some big plays there. And so we'll see how it plays out, but at least in the spring, you guys are loving both those coordinators.
All right. That is a perfect place to leave it. We appreciate your time, and we will continue to look at this program almost like it's fascinating to look at it from the outside. You're a little bit closer to the situation, but for someone like me, it's been a fascinating story to follow, and it doesn't seem like it's losing steam on that fascinating nature of it. So we'll rely on your reporting, Brian, and we appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. There he goes, Brian Howell.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.